Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. If we use your Hey, I Was Wondering, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs that everybody so covets, and we'll hand those out shortly. This comes to us from Michelle. Hi, Eric. So I was wondering why autumn or fall has two names and no other season does. It might be called fall because of the falling leaves, but other seasons have distinguishing features too, don't they? Just wondering. Thanks, Michelle. Fall or autumn? Like, okay, first of all, Whip, do you call it fall or do you call it autumn?
I think I call it fall. I think I very, very rarely would say autumn.
Okay, Violetta.
Yeah, I say fall.
All right, Mel D.
Yeah, it's got to be fall.
It's always fall. It's rare you say autumn unless you're wearing a vest and going apple picking.
Definitely.
Then it's autumn.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is also a woman's name. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, like for spring, we could just assign a guy's name, like it's Spring or Larry.
Yeah, we could do that.
We could just start calling Spring Larry.
Yeah, if we wanted to.
Or something like that. And then, oddly enough, handed to me this morning by Swanee or Cynthia, why Americans say fall instead of autumn.
Oh.
We're the only ones that do it, I guess.
Wow, didn't know this.
What do you call the season that comes after summer? Americans typically say fall more often than autumn. Dictionary.com says harvest was the first name of this season.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It's called harvest.
I just saw a Hallmark movie that's called Harvest in Autumn.
Look at that. So they were actually being redundant.
That's true. They don't even know it, probably.
But fell out of favor. Harvest did back in the 1300s. You remember that, don't you, Wes?
1300 seems like yesterday. Wow. Yeah. Is that long ago?
Do you
ago?
Remember that one day that happened when you were down grinding butter?
Yes.
Churning butter and grinding.
Yeah,
oats.
Like I said, you know what?
Whatever you grind, time
totally flies.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was that long ago.
With autumn being more popular name to use then, the term fall likely comes from the phrase, here you go, Michelle, the fall of leaves or falling leaves. Phrases poets seem to like quite often. Merriam-Webster, who also is someone Whip went to school with in the 1300s.
She was kind of hot.
And they named a dictionary after her.
That's true. She was wordy, too.
Merriam-Webster says people started shortening the name to the season of the season to fall in the 1600s. Do you remember that, Whip?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if the 1300s seems like yesterday, then the 1600s
like
seems like 12 minutes ago.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. The 1600s. Also, British English and American English tend to differ. And in the 1800s, which was like just when this break started,
exactly.
The British settled on autumn as the word of choice. So if you're British, this is autumn.
Right.
If you're a stinky American like the rest of us, it's fall.
Got it.
Who says you can't learn something on Hey, I Was Wondering once in a while?
Really?
See what Melissa missed out on today?
She would have loved that, talking about the leaves.
That would have been right in her wheelhouse.
Right.
It's Anxiety Wednesday. Things that are anxiety-inducing. They came up with the top five. They give us anxiety. Work, not surprisingly, number one. Social gatherings, number two. Money, number three. All the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Health issues, number four.
Mm-hmm.
Violetta, number five.
No.
Oh, you know, all the standard ones.
I'm very
give
relaxed.
People anxiety. Like, what gives you anxiety generally, Whip?
Well, the social gatherings one was the one that hits home the best for me. Every time I'm going to meet anybody, whether it's a big group, an individual, I don't want to go. I want it to be canceled. I want them to call and say they can't make it.
Got it.
Even though it ends up okay 99% of the time, I hate it.
I would have expected, you know, a ninth inning and your team down one.
Well, that's very stressful, too.
Anxiety inducing. Like, you know, like I said, coming downstairs with a dog poop on the floor. It's anxiety inducing.
Mm-hmm.
Violetta?
I don't know why the first thing I thought of was when I go to Portillo's.
When Bronco makes a bad goulash.
Oh, no. When I go to Portillo's, I get so anxious. We're in line separate. Like, some people are going to the beef section and some people are going to the pasta.
Right.
And, like,
the Barnelli's versus the Portillo's.
Yeah, and I get really nervous
and there's a lot of line merging.
Line merging, and they're screaming and they're writing on that big piece of paper with the big pencil. And I'm like, what?
You ever notice, too? You really got to know what you're doing at the Portillo's drive thru because you never get to see a menu.
No,
that's
just
true.
Have to know.
That's true.
The menu's there, but by the time they're taking your order, you haven't even gotten to the menu.
It's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts, and then I'm like, I forgot the hot peppers.
Right, and then you ask them for a menu, and they give you that look.
Yeah.
Like, don't you know how this works?
Right, you just got to go. Keep going.
The top three things that give you anxiety. 312-233-1019. Hold on, Alyssa. We'll get to you in a second. Hi there, Kristen.
No coffee creamer.
No coffee creamer. Anxiety inducing.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That'll get you every time. Sean.
Buffering during a good movie.
When the buffering happens during a good movie.
And you don't know, should I restart it or not?
Yeah, it's
true. Too much buffering. You'd never survive around here, Molly. What gives you anxiety?
Making other people happy, like decisions.
Other people not being happy drives you crazy, the anxiety-inducing, huh?
Yep.
Uh-huh, yep. That would never fly around here.
No, it wouldn't.
Hi, Neil.
Driving.
Driving gives you anxiety. So Beth.
In-laws
give you a tie at number three. A tie at number three. Alyssa.
Push and pull doors.
Push and pull doors. Never knowing where you're pushing or pulling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doors are a popular answer. Tied at number three. Denise.
When someone leaves a cabinet door open a little or a drawer open a little, like in the kitchen, drives me bananas.
I'm with you.
Driven bananas. At number two, Lori gives you anxiety.
Finding a new hairstylist.
Aha, yeah. Yeah, that's tough on Whip.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you see, speaking of new hairstylists, Whip, you're a Supercuts guy, right?
Great clips more than sport clips. Depends on which one I have a coupon for, but yes.
You ever been to Supercuts?
I might have gone there a time or two.
You know who goes to Supercuts?
Who's that?
Eva Mendez.
You're kidding.
Hollywood superstar Eva Mendez. Confirm that she gets her hair done at Supercuts.
Wow.
Try that on.
That's
some
awesome.
Of the stylists in those places are great, so maybe she found the right one.
And more on that coming up. And finally, in at number one, what gives you anxiety, Michelle?
When you have to poop and there's no safe place to poop.
There you go. That is the worst.
God.
That's more like self-perpetuating, too, because that gives you more stress, and then you got to go even more.
I'm with you, Michelle, when there's no safe place to poop and you got to poop in an unsafe place.
Yeah. You can't relax.
Yeah.
No.
Does this happen to you a lot, Michelle?
I'm a teacher, so yeah, it does.
Yeah. Is there a teacher-only bathroom?
There is, but anybody can use it, so there could be a male walking in right after you.
Right. You've done your business in there right when the basketball coach is coming in. You're like, he's going to know. Last week, out of nowhere, we're just sitting here minding our own business during some Taylor Swift song. And Mel D makes the announcement, you know, I think I'd like to start drinking.
Yeah.
I'd like to learn to drink.
Yeah.
Never been a drinker. I think it's time for me to become a drinker. And we said, well, you've come to the right place. I can be your Yoda on this one.
Oh, perfect.
Sure.
Well, right. I need help.
So drinking with Mel D was born. And then yesterday on the show, we took your suggestions on what kind of drinks Mel D should have. She should have one go-to drink. And we figured that out. Then one party time drink. Then one nightcap drink that she, you know, when she goes out with all of her friends and it's time to go drinking, she's able to order easily. So yesterday, of course, we threw this out. And as soon as we did, Big Karwowski immediately left the building and started hitting every bar in the neighborhood.
Research.
Right. To try to find the right joint, the right dive, the right kind of place when you walk in, you don't know if it's day or night.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy named Cal at the end of the bar and a bartender named Snake. Now, we found that bar, and that's where we're going today, and we'll announce later where it is. But I believe the bartender's name is Trevor, but he has agreed to be called Snake.
Yeah, it is Trevor.
Okay. All right. And we're going to take the cameras along. You and I are going to take a stroll down the street. We're going to go into the joint.
Yeah.
We're going to have a couple of cocktails. We're going to teach you how to drink. Me, Snake, and you.
Okay.
And maybe Cal comes over. Maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Do you guys need a cheerleader with you?
No, we're good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're fine. Do we know, does this place have a jukebox?
Oh, it's got to.
Because we have to play classic rock songs. Nothing but AC/DC songs on the jukebox.
I'm getting into classic rock now.
Are you?
Nowadays.
Yeah, because Scott's making you, right? Your boyfriend, Scott?
Yeah, he's a big classic rock fan, and he doesn't like any music that I play.
Now, what does Scott think about you deciding to become a big drinker now?
He's pretty much for it.
He's for it?
Yeah, he loves drinking beer and stuff.
All right, so he loves drinking.
Yeah, he loves
it. All right, is Scott cool with me teaching you the ins and outs and the ropes of drinking?
Yeah, he's totally cool with that.
All right, now what did we settle on yesterday for the three drinks? Do you remember? Drink number one, which will be your everyday drink that Snake will make for you.
Yeah, that was a Dirty Shirley.
Dirty Shirley was suggested, which is basically a Shirley Temple with vodka, which is good because Shirley Temple is kind of your speed.
Yes, I like those. Just
you get it with the cherry or no?
That just comes on top, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Like when my twins were eight, they would order Shirley Temple.
Yeah. Those
so
are
it's
great.
Perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just pour a little vodka and we'll go there. Then when it becomes party time, we need something that you can order and go, I want for everybody. And then when everybody has it, they taste it and they have that scrunched up, I think I'm going to die face.
Yeah.
And what have we selected for that?
Yeah, that was Malort.
Malort. All right, because there's not a person on this planet that likes Malort. Don't ever let any people tell you they enjoy it. They don't. They're just doing it for the image.
Yeah, okay. It's totally an image thing now.
It is an image drink, okay? Malort. It is horrendously terrible.
I hope I don't, like, spit it out.
Yeah, you will. All right. And then we wrap our drinking morning, drinking with Mel D, with what?
Was it a JAMO pickleback?
A JAMO.
JAMO pickleback.
JAMO pickleback.
Do you know what JAMO is?
No.
That's Jameson whiskey.
There you go.
Are you Irish?
Yes.
All right, so this is important for you to know this stuff because it's an Irish whiskey.
Okay.
So you're going to do an Irish whiskey shot of JAMO, and then you're going to chase it with some pickleback juice.
Okay. That's just pickle juice, right?
Yeah, just pickle juice.
Yeah. Yeah, Snake will set you up. Yeah, my man Snake's got you covered.
Yeah, the pickle juice just totally kills all of the whiskey, so you end up just tasting a little salty aftertaste, and it's so good.
Try this. Try doing this. Try this. Do this. Try that. That's exactly what you're going to be doing.
God. Oh, wow.
This is going to be so entertaining.
All right, give me once again, you'll do the JMO, then you'll quickly grab the pickle juice and go. Give me that one more time. There we go. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh.
I think you're in good shape.
Yeah, you're so ready. You're so ready to go drinking.
I think the cameras are down there setting up now.
Oh,
because we're going to a dive bar that opens at 7 a.m., which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Probably as early as they can legally open, they'll be open.
They close at 6:30 and then open at 7, so they just have a half hour to sweep.
Right.
They're not sweeping.
Pretend
they're
to sweep.
Putting their head down for a second.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready? We're going drinking. You and me, Meldy.
It's going to be great.
And your cheerleader.
Yeah.
Nope, sorry.
I'm coming.
Nope, sorry. Going to have a bouncer at the door. Not allowed. Right. Do you want it? We're going to have a special bonding moment, me and Meldy.
I know, but she might need me there for, like, moral support. You're not, like, the most, like, warm and fuzzy guy.
That's exactly how it's supposed to be in a dive bar. That's another thing you need to know, Meldy. When we go in a dive bar, you and I will be sitting on stools next to each other, drinking.
Okay.
But we won't be talking.
Oh. No talking.
Nope, just a lot of looking around and nodding. Just
and
staring.
Don't look anybody in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yep, especially Cal. Don't look Cal in the eye.
I was thinking that Snake might want to hear all your troubles. Aren't you supposed to tell Snake all your troubles?
No, Snake will tell us stories.
Okay, got it.
We just do a lot of nodding. Mm. Good story, Snake. That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Good story, Snake.
Good story. Give us another round.
Right. As you're saying to yourself, what's trending on Twitter? Well, jump over there into the social media department. And by social media department, I mean that chair about 4 feet away from me, where Mel D sits, planning out, checking, isolating, identifying the top 3 things that are currently trending on Twitter so that the rest of us don't sound like a big, huge bowl of dummies. Mm-hmm. Are we all set to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, top 3 things trending on Twitter in at number 3.
Okay, could there be some trouble with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello?
Wait, we just heard them. They appeared fine.
Yeah, well, some fans on Twitter might think so after Shawn deleted the viral video of him and Camila kissing, which left everybody asking why.
It's creepy.
Well, yep, that video was posted after Shawn and Camila got some heat for saying that they look like fishes when they kiss, so they kind of made a video to make fun of all that. And this was actually one of Shawn's most liked tweets, but now it's gone, it's deleted, and everybody wants to know why, and they're sending good vibes their way and making sure that there's no issues going on.
Wow.
Trending on Twitter number 2.
Lady Gaga quickly became the attention of everybody in the gaming community, and she got some heat for it. Basically, she went on Twitter and asked everybody, what's Fortnite? And with all the attention that Fortnite had the past few days with them having a blackout where users couldn't access the game, everybody thought she might be making fun of all the gamers, but she got a big response from all the fans, even Ninja, the most famous Fortnite player, and he was explaining basically what it was, but people are saying, we don't know if she's actually joking or if she really just doesn't know what Fortnite is.
What actually happened? Because I know Fortnite went off for a day and then came back. Did they just update it with a bunch of stuff?
Yeah, it was basically like a marketing
thing. Kind of relaunch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
took it away, and then brought it back with new and improved stuff.
Good plan.
I feel so bad that I didn't know that until now. Whoops.
You make all the addicts go into withdrawal for a day or two, make them start shaking.
Right, which makes them, when it comes back, even bigger addicts.
That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Perfect.
We need that.
Trending on Twitter, number one.
Jennifer Aniston, she kind of broke Instagram yesterday when she officially joined it. So she kicked off her new account with a classic pic with all of her friend stars, but the post ended up gaining so many likes that if you tried to follow Jen yesterday, you couldn't because her page had so many people viewing it that it just froze and it wouldn't let you to do it. But her pic gained almost 10 million likes in less than 24 hours, which is almost setting a record. And she gained over 7 million followers in in less than 24 hours. So it's kind of crazy, but Jen is officially on Instagram now.
Wow. All right. Yeah. And the picture was her and all the friends, and it appears as though it was taken fairly recently.
Yeah, it looks pretty new.
Like they all had dinner.
They all got together hanging out or something. Dinner. Well, you know what happens at dinner. Joey doesn't share food. Jennifer Aniston. And I saw that she followed Justin Thoreau. Ex-husband Justin Thoreau is among the people that she chose to follow. Did you see that?
I thought you were talking about the Canadian Prime Minister first.
I know.
As opposed to Justin Trudeau.
I think he
left a comment on her photo as well.
Did he?
I'm pretty sure he did. I think he said something like, oh, it's about time or something. Right. He left some sort of comment on there.
Perfect. Thanks, Meldy. They say weed moms are the new wine moms. It's a new thing. Hang on, Tammy. Kevin, you're up first. What's up?
Hey, morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, so my wife, I took her on a work trip. I had to go out to California and Colorado for work.
Oh, my God.
We went out
Known around the weed community, Ground Zero.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was a disaster. So she dabbled a little bit.
Yeah.
She dabbled a little, and things were never the same. All of a sudden, wine doesn't sound so appealing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she's always been kind of a rule follower, so as soon as somebody told her she's allowed to do it, she kind of changed her opinion on it.
Right, once the government stepped in and said, sure, help yourself.
Yeah, she's waiting for that direction. But now, right. So she's itching for January 1.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she's saving money on all the Cabernets now.
Right.
Those really expensive Cabernets. Just go with the cheap weed.
Nope.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi.
They say the headline, weed moms are the new wine moms.
Totally true.
Really?
Better on your health, your liver, take the break. Absolutely. I'm a super pot wine of the monther.
Uh-huh.
It's going to save some cash.
Right.
Well, you got peeps in California, Colorado, Vegas.
Right.
They're bringing you stuff. Awesome.
The amount of money that you're saving on not buying wine, are you spending on Cheetos?
That's my issue. I'm in McDonald's drive-thru right now.
Right, there you go. There you go. The amount of money you're saving on your Cabernet, your Flowers Cabernet, you're actually now spending on an Egg McMuffin.
Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yeah. It all evens out in the end.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Your dog trashed it. All right, so now the accusation, the allegation is Cubs president Theo Epstein's dog, Winston, who appears to be a 10-pounder.
Yeah, which is pretty small.
A 10-pound...
No, they don't say anywhere. They just keep calling him Winston.
He's a 10-pounder, but he pees prolifically.
Apparently.
That's the allegation. And has completely trashed the joint, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Theo says otherwise. They're in court trying to sort this out. There is no denying, though, that your dog is a one-person or a one-animal wrecking machine.
Right.
Because look at some of these.
What'd they get into?
Your dog trashed what, Alex?
A 300 Christmas cookies and ate my reclining chair.
All right. 300 Christmas cookies and a chair.
My wife was cooking for a church bake sale, and left him on the counter, ran to the store, came back, and it was white sugar all over the floor.
Right.
And fluff all over the place because it got into the chair.
Got into it. And what kind of dog are we talking?
A Rottweiler.
Ah, okay. Big boy.
Yeah.
Ate a whole chair. You know, and then, then finished off a couple of cookies for dessert.
The cookies were just, exactly.
That's nice.
That's crazy.
Your dog destroyed what, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I met a girl. She was pretty regular. When she got kind of fancy, bought a pair of $1,200 Manolo Blahniks.
$1,200 Manolos, yeah.
Days later.
Your lab ate her Manolos.
Oh, you better be paying for those.
Ooh, I'm going to guess that wasn't received well by the girl.
It wasn't, but when I went to get the new ones, I told the guy the story and he gave me the shoes for free.
Wow. You're kidding.
Nice.
Wow, go get me a pair.
That was nice. Wow. Hi there, Jane.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning. Your dog destroyed what?
He destroyed the trim and around the front door and all the trim in the front room as well.
Uh-huh. Destroyed all the trim in the house.
Yeah.
Just bored one day.
Yep.
Yeah. So just ate the edges of the house.
Looks good to a
dog.
Right.
Just the edge.
Right. Ate around the edges of the house. Your dog destroyed what? Gene.
Hey, he ate, a friend of mine let me stay at his house, and he evidently wanted out of the room he was in. He ate,
your friend or the dog?
My friend, too, but no, the dog.
Gotcha.
He ate about a foot of the carpet and one of those hollow doors.
Right.
He almost got through that in about a three-hour period.
Wow. So you, like, locked the dog in the bathroom or the bedroom, and the dog ate its way right through the door.
He is almost out when I got there, yes.
Right.
Wow.
That's a dog with some level of determination.
He will not be contained.
Your dog destroyed what, Katie?
$200 in cash.
Ate cash.
Oh, man.
Just went straight to the cash. Like, why destroy anything? I'll just eat the cash directly.
Yeah. That's it was one $100 bill and 520s. Yeah. And tiny little, like, confetti pieces.
He's like a human ATM, or I'm sorry, a dog ATM.
Shredder.
Your dog destroyed what? Susan.
The carpet, the chair, the couch.
Oh. That's it?
That's it.
No, no, that's not it. The bathroom is all peed on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Never get a male chihuahua. Oh my God.
They eat everything.
Is he fixed?
They're going to pick the carpet up, too.
Oh, my God. Mm. Yeah, so you don't want to get fixed.
You got to get them fixed.
Hi there, Kathy.
Hi. You know the nacho cheese dip that you buy in the sealed little tin metal can?
Yeah, we used to play that also on Chip's Dip in a Mexico trip. Nacho cheese, nacho wife. Yeah.
So he got the can completely off the counter. It was brand new. Came home. He'd gotten it open and cleaned it out completely, and there was no blood or anything anywhere. I don't know how he did it without destroying his
mouth. Thanks for taking us there.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Wow. Well, yeah, he was smart enough not to cut his tongue.
So he ate the cheese?
The cheese, the plastic lid that you're supposed to reseal it with, gone.
Oh.
A whole wheel of cheese. I'm trying to find that Anchorman drop, Swanee. I don't know what it's under.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, Baxter eats the whole wheel of cheese. He's not even mad. He's impressed. How to professionally drink with your boss to advance your career. There are 8 rules. Mel D has got a fresh, clean piece of paper and a pen ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to write down these rules for our first ever Drinking with Mel D moment. That's coming up a little bit later on. We said name any of the top 3 and you'll be a winner. You believe, Marie, what's in the top 3?
Don't get drunk.
Don't get drunk. I'm not going to lie to you, Marie. I'm shocked that's not in the top 3 because I think that's an excellent piece of advice.
Oh.
But it is not in the top 3.
Heather,
among the 8 rules on how to professionally drink with your boss and advance your career, any of the top 3, Heather, you have?
Offer to pay.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Offer to pay.
Keyword just offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you should let the boss pay so that he feels more powerful.
Well, that's the trick.
Yeah, I won't feel any power whatsoever. No? Okay. I'm going to make Big Karwowski pay.
Yeah, I think he's going to pay.
Yeah, yeah.
But you make should the, offer.
Make the offer.
Like, Big Karwowski, yeah. I got this.
You're like, you want me to get this? And he'd be like, nah, I got it. But it's possible he goes, oh, cool, you got it? All right, let's get out of here. All right, how to professionally drink with your boss to advance your career. I'm going to read all 8 of these, you, Mel D, and I want you to just answer yes or no as to whether or not you think you can do it.
Okay.
Okay? Here we go. Number 1, never pick where you go.
Yes.
All right, you've done a good job of that.
Yeah,
Big Karwowski has selected.
Right, he's got a handle
going
on
to,
all that.
That when we get in, we won't be able to tell if it's night or day, and the bartender is a guy named Snake.
Right,
yeah.
All right.
Number two, always offer to pay.
I will do that.
Okay. Number three, this is one I don't know how this is going to go. Keep pace with others.
That might not happen.
Okay. Appreciate the honesty.
Okay, because you're going to fall below. It's
right.
Not, yeah.
Because I don't know if you've seen Big Karwowski. He'll probably come over. That guy has a hollow leg.
That's true.
But it's better to fall under than be the one that's too drunk.
Right, that's true. Number four, be casual, but not too casual.
Okay, well, okay. So like talk about sports and like Big Karwowski really likes...
Strange
working
music.
In his yard, so
yeah,
maybe like
working in his yard.
Yeah. Like, talk to Big Karwowski a lot about yard work.
I think that is casual, but not too, because I think too casual would be like the Violetta Penis comment
right.
from a few minutes ago.
Yeah,
that's too casual.
That is too
that's
casual.
That's over the line.
Don't be an awkward stick in the mud, it says, who just sits there and lets everyone else talk. This is an out-of-office situation where you and your coworkers can get to know each other. Give them a bit of a glimpse into who you are and why you're good for the company, but don't overshare.
Mm.
Okay.
Right. And also yard work. number five, don't be a brown noser.
Oh, that's hard.
Oh, my God. So many people are, though.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, no problem. Number six, don't get too drunk.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Wait till the Malort. We'll see. The Malort will determine that for you.
Right. Yep. That's
as will about. The Dirty Shirley.
Yeah. I'm excited for that one.
The Dirty Shirley. Number seven, don't linger too long. Don't worry, that won't happen.
Yeah.
I will be out of there quickly.
Oh.
You know that's true.
All right.
Yeah, you just leave. I swear. I go to these places with Eric, and I'm like, did Eric leave? And then he's just gone.
Yeah, I like to Houdini.
You don't announce it.
No.
You're just gone.
No, it's like a magic trick.
Do you do that in private, like private life, too?
Yes. I do it with my own family.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
I'll
yeah.
turn
still
around.
Home?
I'm gone. I don't even know.
They're talking to you, and you're in Iowa somewhere.
We'll be like a Disney World. I'll turn around, I'm home. Don't even know it.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's great.
And finally, the eighth rule on how to professionally drink with your boss and advance your career. Don't be creepy.
Oh.
I won't be creepy with any of you guys.
If you're already a creepy person, this is going to be tough, it reads.
I don't think Mel D has
that,
creepy
say,
in her.
Don't hit on any of your coworkers. Don't hit on me while we're there.
I won't.
Okay?
Or on Snake.
Try to limit your hitting. No, she can hit on Snake.
Oh, I guess you said coworkers.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
She
you can hit
on
non-coworkers. Okay, that's
Snake
fine.
Or Cal down at the end of the bar, I would encourage that.
No problem. Got it.
Right. Just don't hit on me or Big Karwowski.
Your charm.
Yeah, rules are becoming clear. Got it.
Don't hit on any of your coworkers or do anything creepy that would make anyone think twice about inviting you next time.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one.
Listen to who's talking over there.
It's not tough for everyone.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like I'm a little creepy.
Yeah. All right, so do you think you can handle those rules? Here, I'm going to hand them to you.
Okay.
You keep those in your file,
okay.
In your drinking file over there. We'll
You're
see
the
how
only one that would have
out.
A drinking file.
A secret Eric in the morning off-air poll.
Hmm.
I think Airplane Whip will have a very distinct opinion about this. I've never heard of this dilemma before, this scenario, but I know what it feels like. Let me read you the email I received.
Okay.
Hey, Eric, question for you. Hoping you can ask everybody. I'm currently on a flight headed back home to Chicago. My husband and I have the middle and aisle seats. Not a ridiculously early flight either, 10:15 in the morning. The passenger in the window seat has both the window shades closed. She's sound asleep with a headrest and eye mask. Whole nine yards, out cold. I'm dying to reach over and open the window shade because it's so claustrophobic. I know, first world problems. What's window etiquette for the window seat? If traveling alone, leave it closed, open it, ask your seatmate. I don't know what to do.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
That's a great question.
It is a great question. Joanne, you're sitting in the middle seat, and the person next to you on the window is sound asleep and has closed the shade. You want to open it because you're feeling claustrophobic. Are you allowed to open the shade, yes or no?
No,
you say no. Why?
Because the person who sits on the window owns the window seat.
They own the shade.
She just said it, though. Actually, they own the window seat. Uh-huh. They don't own the window.
Ah, see, that's what she's alluding to, though. Once you've got that spot, that's your territory.
That's your area.
All right. Should you be able, Maria, to reach over and open the window shade? Yes or no?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. And why have you settled on that decision?
Well, because at the end of the day, everyone paid the same amount for the seat. So regardless if you sit in the window aisle or the middle, you should have access to that.
I see. Okay, we're tied at 1-1. Linda, you're in the middle seat. You're feeling claustrophobic. The window shade is down and the person is sound asleep. Should you be allowed to reach over and open it, yes or no?
I'm going to say yes because the claustrophobic thing.
Uh-huh.
So the person in the middle's got a problem, and because of that problem, everything changes.
Aha, uh-huh. Right. Aha. So you say yes, you should be able to reach over and open it. Airplane Whip, who has a policy, I don't know if you know this, Violetta, Whip says that there should be no reclining of seats on airplanes.
Really?
Even though they recline. Because even though they're meant to recline, they shouldn't recline because it's rude to the person behind you, even though they can recline.
Yeah, well,
and
then
if everybody reclined, sure, then we'd all be in the exact same spot anyway.
No, that's not true. You get to the back of the plane, the seat doesn't recline.
Well,
then,
that's one person.
Then that's their fault for not checking in early and they got the bad seat.
Yep. No. That's just saying if everybody does it, I can do it too, kind of thing.
Okay, so you have very particular rules when you
travel.
Yeah,
well, I don't want your face in my lap when I'm flying.
All right, so... would you, if sitting in the middle seat, if the window shade is down and the person is asleep, do you have a right to reach over and open that shade?
Oh, this is really hard. I mean, because I feel like it should be sort of a compromise between everyone in that entire three-seat section.
Right.
But if you can't reach that, I'm actually going to go with yes, you can reach over and open it.
Yes, you
and
can reach over.
And my reasoning, although this is hard... Uh-huh. But I would say my reasoning would be that the default position of the window shade is open.
Uh-huh.
So that person,
how do you know that?
Well, it's just because
you can't say that.
Yeah, it starts open.
That's not true.
You have to go to an effort to close it.
That is absolutely not true.
All right, well,
a lot of planes you get on, the default position is down. They actually put them down when you get on a plane.
I don't know. Well, I think that the person who was in the window seat in this case is... being a little bit bold by making it her preference only.
Uh-huh,
but she's sleeping.
Yeah, well, then she won't even know when you open the damn thing. She's got an eye shade.
So you believe that the window person does not control the window shade. Violetta, what do you think?
I think they do, and I love the shades down. Uh-huh. I hate the sun coming through. It gives me a headache. Like, I just like it pitch black in there as possible.
Yeah.
But I have talked to the person that's sitting at the window before, because everybody always makes me sit in the middle.
Gotcha, because you're the smallest person.
Yeah, but it's uncomfortable for anybody. And I've talked to them, you know, like, well, can we half close it, you know?
So I'm still waiting. Is the window shade allowed to be opened or closed?
I think it belongs to the person sitting in the window seat.
We just spoke to 10 people off the air and asked them this exact question. What do you think the outcome was for the middle person wanting to open the window shade?
I'm going to say probably 7 people said it belongs to the window seat.
The question being, you're sitting in the middle. Are you allowed to reach over and open it?
Are you allowed to reach over?
That was the original question.
That's the question.
That's a hard question. Still a hard question.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 5 and 5.
5 and 5.
I'm going to go 7.
7 say that you should be able to open it. That's exactly right.
Oh, there you go.
7 out of 10.
I kind of punted on my answer, though. I know that. But
you know, the thing about it is, I'm a guy, I need that window shade open when we're landing.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy to be sitting on the aisle and look over, and I can't see when we're about to hit the ground.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Yeah, and I guess I was coming
from
the...
I'd like to know right before we hit the ground that we're about to hit the ground.
And I might have been a little biased in this because I like it open pretty much as often as possible. I kind of have that claustrophobic thing, too, when it's closed. It just is a weird feeling for me. So I like to kind of see the world a little bit.
That being said, another question. Is it okay to take your shoes off on an airplane?
No.
Yes, if you're wearing socks.
Socks smell too.
Well, my feet don't smell, but
says a person whose feet smell and is afraid to admit that their feet
smell.
Just
like the expression, you don't think your S stinks.
Yeah.
Some people have smellier feet than others.
My feet smell. I'll just own it.
You might be surprised to know in a poll on whether or not it's okay to take your shoes off on an airplane. The majority say it's not, but not by as much as you think.
Really?
60% say it's not okay. 40% say it's fine.
My feet swell when I fly, so I like to take them out of my gym shoes.
I see a doctor's note.
35% say reclining your seat should be unacceptable. So you're in the minority on that one.
Hey, the world is coming around, though.
35%. And if the person next to you falls asleep on your shoulder, 15% of us would not wake them up.
Really?
I would wake them up the second they got near my shoulder. They wouldn't even get a chance to fall asleep.
Like actively, or would you just start twitching around so they can't help waking up?
No, I would just look at them and go, we're not doing this.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What's happening here? We're not doing this.
On my way back from Serbia, I think I fell asleep on the guy next to me.
Oh, it was nice.
He was probably fine with that.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.